The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
We lost that championship game against Donegal. We didn't lose a game for 7 years after that. I tell you, we were angry after that game. Dublin came back, I remember, in 2015. It was, we're putting this right.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know, is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of team off the ball up against each other in our no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. It's been a while, but here are today's contestants. Our first contestant today sprinted to his local tattoo parlour after John Egan's goal on Wednesday and got the face of the nation inked on his chest. He pulled the plug after Ronaldo's winner, though, and is now walking around with half of Stephen Kenny's face tattooed on his body, ready to get the job done with 3 points tomorrow night. It is Phil the Power Egan.
Morning.
You're welcome back, Phil. Good to have you.
Yeah, I was all set for the headlines to be written yesterday morning. Egan scores the winner in Portugal. Ah. Yeah, it's what I dreamt of as
that
a kid.
That was the joke, wasn't it? Next
week. That was fine.
I thought that's where you were going. I was like, obviously, he's got to get John Egan and claim some. Oh, no, it's Stephen Kenny's half face has got tattooed.
Yeah, it's
good that you're workshopping this in a live environment, though. Well done.
Bad start. Our next contestant today is constantly refreshing the Kildare GAA homepage, waiting for a comunicado oficial on the future of Jack O'Connor. He's looking forward to having his heart broken again to feel that acute sting of a departing manager willing to abandon their adopted county. Give it up for the artist formerly known as the Mustachioed Menace, Ger Gilroy. Welcome, Ger.
It's nearly November again. The moustache is making a comeback.
Is it?
Yeah,
nice. So
is yours. You just don't know it, Jess.
I don't know it. Yes, I was watching Ted Lasso yesterday and admiring his beautiful tash, and that is the barometer. So that's where we need to get to this November. Ger, you're welcome back. Phil, you're welcome back. Phil's in for Tommy, by the way, who was a late pullout, and I'm going to blame that on the intro. And our last contestant today is back from his trip to Galway, and boy is the West happy to see the back of him. He drank 400 cups of coffee of their homemade crap, he said, made 40 different baristas cry, and declared that the West Coast produces a pathetic excuse for a flat white. Give it up for the coffee snob, Adrian. Who's your daddy, Barry?
Oh, and you don't know this piece of crucial information, but I did actually go into a coffee shop in the west of Galway and ask for a flat white. I was laughed out the gap before somebody behind the counter said, oh, actually, I know how to make one of them, and then promptly, or 10 minutes later, produced a latte. You can't believe the levels of disgust from me. I stormed out of there after drinking the latte, which wasn't that bad, actually.
Oh, you must have been incredulous.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I believe you, Jeff.
God. It's funny how Owen makes you out to be the world's biggest wanker, and then you top it.
No, there's nothing. I can't hide from it.
Like, this is like, these are like caricatures. No, it's just.
I like a flat white. What can I say?
What was it? You said in the office one time, it was like the ratio of milk to coffee is just perfect.
It's true.
As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on a range of themes, and it's on to the slip and slide of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast a crappy quiz on odbsports.com or on the ODB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up. It really helps. Please send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round one is the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Question one for Phil, which is definitely not a question that was meant for Tommy. This year will be the first year we will have seen Mayo and Tyrone both in an All-Ireland final. Who were the counties the last time we had a first-time All-Ireland football final fixture?
Ooh, that's tough. Not that tough. Well, maybe it is.
I think I'm back. Is it Tyrone Armagh 2003?
No, it's not.
No,
it's actually Donegal and Kerry. 2014. Donegal had obviously only played in, was it two, three finals before then? None of them were against Kerry, and 2014 is the first time we got that. Ger, question one for you.
I've got to say, I thought that question was look, not to help Phil so early in this, given that he's probably going to ramp home by a winning margin of 10 points. I thought you meant the first time that we had two counties both making their debuts in an All-Ireland final. That's how I, but he obviously said Tyrone, so
Yeah, well, Toronto Mayo, not
Mayo stupidity.
Yeah, absolutely that.
Well,
sure. Jamie McGrath is the first Meath man since who to represent the Republic of Ireland in senior international football?
Is there a sub goalkeeper? Ooh, was there a tall red-haired sub goalkeeper?
That's very specific, Ger.
I have somebody in my mind.
All I can picture is Adam Bogdan.
Don't mention those words around me.
Goalkeeper. Cleason Kelleher.
Blonde, is he not?
Yeah, a bit strawberry blonde, I guess, yeah. We actually need to find that out. Is Cleason Kelleher ginger?
Is strawberry blonde or are you red?
I need to push you on for an answer here, Ger.
It's called Dirty Fair, I believe. Graham Stack.
No. Anyone know?
There was none.
Daryl Lenihan. Adrian, question one for you. name Katie Taylor's opponent this weekend.
Jennifer Hahn. Boom. It was an ad for it like 10 seconds,
come
10 minutes
on.
Ago.
Come on.
Did you not? When the ad came on, did you hear that? I heard Jennifer Hahn.
I heard Adrian.
It's always a go to question for Adrian. Name Katie. I remember Christina Linardatu was a good one.
That's right. I remember giving that a stab.
Linda Trow, I think, is how you pronounce
Linda
it.
Linda Trow, that's right. I thought you'd go a bit, but I have to say, I'd actually done a little bit of prep. I thought you might ask who did she beat the last time, Natasha Jonas, as we all know.
I was thinking maybe like how many Americans has she fought, that kind of question.
Yeah, well, it's the good old
Listen,
black and white.
They're only easy if you know the answers on, that's what you're saying.
Well done, Adrian. Round two is the painful Irish Knights round. After Ronaldo's head killed our dreams of happiness this week, we will also walk down the painful memory lane of Ireland getting crushed in the failures of tournament qualifications past. Phil, question two for you. From the night of Henri's handball, there is still one of the 22 starting players still playing in the Premier League. Who is it?
Oh, my word.
Oh. That's a tough one. Still playing in the Premier League. Okay. I can't even think of the team that starts. I just think, obviously, Kev was playing, Duffer, Keane. Oh... Shane Long.
No. Of the 22, sorry, you could have gone through France as well. Hugo Lloris.
Sorry, I thought you meant Ireland.
He did say the 22.
I said 22, yeah.
Got to a point there for not listening.
So starting 11, when I heard 22, I was thinking squad, even though the squad's 23.
Hugo Lloris is the answer. Jer.
Yeah. It's Friday, lads. I'm struggling here.
Because in fairness, I was thinking that was a gimme for Phil. Jer. Question two for you. What nationality was the referee in the 1981 clash between Belgium and the Republic of Ireland whom Owen Hand accused of taking a bribe? we're sluggish this morning, I think it's fair to say.
We haven't had our coffee.
Hungarian.
What was that?
Hungarian.
Hungarian? No, he wasn't Russian. Hungarian. No. Anyone?
Portuguese.
Oh, sorry. Question's not going your way, Phil.
I would have always thought if it's a dodgy referee and you're not sure, go Russia.
Wow. Dump.
Oh, you can't libel an entire nation, I don't think.
No, you just did. what would we say? Crappy Quiz Master, off the ball towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. We've lost Jura, by the way. We'll get him back in just a sec. That's where you can send your lawyer's letter, Mother Russia, if you want to get in touch with Adrian. Adrian, question two for you. Ireland's concession of a 90th minute equaliser against Macedonia in 1999 prevented a team from appearing at Euro 2000. Who pipped Ireland to top spot in that group? You can go 2-0 up here, Adrian. Big opportunity for you.
Go, give me again there. Give me...
Who topped Ireland's group in qualifying for Euro 2000? They finished second. They wouldn't have done so.
Well, he hasn't a clue. He hasn't a clue.
No, but I mean, that's not going to stop me from having a stab.
Give us your stab there.
I'll say...
France. England. Germany.
Try Spain.
No, it's not Spain. Anyone?
I was going to.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia. Croatia finished third.
They weren't in my thinking.
Round three. is the Premier League manager or dream team character round. In this round, I'll give you a list of four names. Two of them are characters who have managed Harchester United in dream team. The other two are real life people who have managed in the Premier League. All you got to do is name a Premier League manager. Phil, which of these has managed in the Premier League? A. Chris Hutchings, B. Jimmy Craig, C. Ian Coates, or D. Steve Wigley?
Oh, so sorry, the first one you said Chris Hutchings.
Chris Hutchings, Jimmy Craig, Ian Coates, Steve Wigley.
Okay, it's between A and D. I'm trying to think.
So two are and two aren't.
Ian Coates was dream team. He desperate problems, yeah. Desperate problems. It was around the time Luis Amor Rodriguez kind of was at the club.
Well, let's not forget that Ron Atkinson managed Harchester United as well. So there could be some crossover between real and fake here. I mean, could there be a trick question?
See, there's a caretaker aspect to this. That's what it is.
There is, yeah. A couple of these answers are caretakers.
I'm going to go with Chris Hutchings.
Correct. You could have also gone for Steve Wigley. Yeah. You were on the right lines. Yeah. Hutchings managed Bradford in 2000, Wigan in 2007, and Wigley managed Southampton in 2004. Jerry, you wanted to come in
there? I keep disappearing. It's because Tommy keeps messaging me. Not only was his late pullout causing issues for everybody today, but he's also ruining my shot. That's why I'm explaining
it. That's what I heard, Tommy.
Yeah, stop ruining Jerry's shot. Yeah. Jer, question three for you. Which two of these, give me any Premier League manager from these, I should say. A. Luis Amor Rodriguez, B. Velimir Zajec, C. Patrick Doyle, D. Paul Sturrock.
Paul Sturrock.
Correct.
That was handy.
He managed Southampton in 2004. The other one was Velimir Zajec. He managed Portsmouth in 2004-05. So Phil and Jer both drawn level with Adrian. Adrian, to keep your nose in front, you have to get this correct. Which of these is a Premier League manager? A. Alain Perrin, B. Francesco Guidolin, C. Stuart Naismith, or D. Don Barker?
Alain Perrin.
Correct. Portsmouth 2005. Guidolin, obviously, Swansea in 2016 was one there as well. Well done, lads. Three from three in that round. We're back on track. Adrian, you're on 2 points. Jer and Phil, you're on one. Round four
Were there many foreign managers like in Harchester and Dream Team? Or was it a bunch of Patrick Doyles?
Luis Amor Rodriguez, as I said, former Harchester United.
Like realistically named foreigners?
No, I mean, like Casa Amor Rodriguez is a very realistic name.
He wasn't even, the actor wasn't even English.
Oh, there's no way.
I think his I think his name is Martin Cruz.
Who was doing a dodgy accent like?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Classic.
Wow. Dream Team really was Brexit before Brexit, wasn't it? Round four is a fun free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and I'm going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number: the number of All-Ireland hurling titles won by Limerick, plus the number of Paralympic medals Ellen Keane has won during her career, plus the number of All-Ireland finals Mayo have played since last winning an All-Ireland, plus the number of laps completed at last week's Belgian Grand Prix. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So, how many All-Irelands do Limerick have in hurling? How many Paralympic medals does Ellen Keane now have? How many All-Ireland finals have Mayo played since last winning an All-Ireland? And then how many laps did he get through in last week's Belgian Grand Prix? Tot them all up. What do you get?
Jer? 22.
Phil?
26.
Adrian?
27.
The answer is 26.
Oh, shitballs! Oh!
The number of All-Ireland hurling titles won by Limerick, Phil?
10.
Correct. The number of Paralympic medals Ellen Keane has won?
2.
Correct. Number of All-Ireland finals Mayo has won?
I put down 12.
12. And the number of laps completed last week?
Total guessed, I went for 2.
2. Phil Egan with the golden fun-free magic number round.
Only for Shane Hammond.
I mean, Gerard Gilroy is always the first person, and Adrian Barry as well, to complain. It's like, oh, I had certain answers right. Do we give Phil an extra few points here because he got a golden?
Let's bring in that rule starting tomorrow.
No. And sorry, this morning I got up, I said, Alexa, play OTB Sports Radio on TuneIn, and she duly did, and an old crappy quiz came on where I was making the point that this round is kind of shit because the person who is winning, goes first, and then just answers all the questions, and the game is over, and it's really boring. And actually, everybody can stop watching now because we all know Phil's going to win.
Oh, no.
I made the point then that we should change it and reverse order it. And even in this instance, I would let Adrian go last or first.
Well,
just
that
in this one
no
instance,
sense.
I would make it. But you are last.
No, you are.
Yeah, you. No, I've got a point there. Oh, I didn't get any point because Phil
got
it right.
Hang on a second. Hang on one second.
So I'm last. Yeah.
We've got Alex McCarthy in the box.
I think there was four laps
in the Belgian Grand Prix.
Let's double check this, because if this is true, then there's a brand new world order here.
Okay, well,
Hang on. It's also 12 including replays. That's not right. It's 9 is the correct answer.
Yeah, finals. The finals include replays.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, it does.
No.
Does.
How many years? No.
Owen's the quiz master. Now,
we're
let's see.
On.
If this is 4 instead of 2, then suddenly I'm in clover here and the two lads are...
No.
Well, you're gonna have to try and find out for me pretty quickly.
Alex
here.
Is on it, are you, Alex?
I'm gonna have to go with the answer that's written on my paper.
No. We have an opportunity here to write this wrong, Owen. Let's just press pause for one second.
I thought it was.
If this means you winning, like, Adrian, no, we don't.
It was two lap.
I agree.
It was Hamilton blast two lap Belgian Grand Prix farce is the headline I've got in front of me. So we're moving on with the quiz. That's where I'm getting
fact
my information
check it,
from.
Fact check it.
I literally just did. The fact checking is so slow from Tommy, who's messaging me, who apparently thinks it's also four laps. I don't know where he's getting that from, but I'm hearing from two different
I'd written four and I actually believed it was four as well.
It's not. We're moving on to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men. What? We're moving on to the final.
Four,
our winner tonight
and we have the information
the
and we're ignoring it.
Like, okay, so like if he's saying, so sorry, you're saying you're sure it's four. Where are you getting the information from?
This is great radio, lads.
What? I just don't understand.
There's a two-lap minimum rule, but they actually raced four laps.
Okay, Tommy said he was listening to Alex in the box. It's two laps. It's two laps. We're going with two laps. We're moving on to the final.
This is all the
we're moving on to
the
final.
Here.
Correct answer was 26.
Tommy Rooney's got in touch to say it was two laps. We're moving on to the final. And the order here is Phil first, then on to Adrian, and then on to Jer. Phil, are you ready?
I was ready about 3 minutes ago, yeah.
Are we ready in the box?
What are the points totals before we begin?
Four, two, one.
You sure?
All right, Phil.
I'm on two, am I?
Your 40 seconds starts now. Dublin's Evan Comerford plays for what club?
Ballymun.
Correct. Who's the England under 21 manager? Too long. Lee Carsley. Yeah. Daryl Horgan plays for what club, Adrian?
Southampton.
No, Wycombe Wanderers. Name any of the host countries of the 2026 World Cup, Jer.
America.
Correct. Who will referee this year's All-Ireland football final?
David Coldrick.
No, Joe McQuillan. Named a Meath women's football manager, Phil.
Eamon Murray.
Correct. Who is Manchester United's record signing? Too long. Paul Pogba. Hector Bellerin signed for which club this week, Adrian?
Tottenham.
Real Betis. Who was Ryder Cup captain in 2018, Jer?
For which country?
For Europe, sorry. It doesn't make
sense.
Who
was Europe's Ryder Cup captain in 2018? Europe's Ryder Cup captain in 2018 was Bernard Langer.
Thomas Bjorn.
Thomas Bjorn. Absolutely. That is absolutely correct. But it doesn't matter. Phil Egan is your
winner. Is that the worst rapid fire round of all time?
Probably is. Can we get the winner music, please, for Phil Egan?
Let's just draw a discreet. Now, this crappy quiz never happened. It was officially the crappiest quiz that there has ever been.
Well, there's still a Stewards Inquiry.
I did say to the lads before we started, I said, I am struggling. It's Friday. And I mean, it showed. I couldn't even remember Lee Carsley's name. I was trying to think of Manchester United players.
It's been a long week. Everybody's a bit frazzled.
We have
some excuses.
I'm frazzled because we've got bad information. I'm going through all. I'm gone to gpfans.com. Signs suggest Belgian doubleheader in its own
we'll
for absolute nonsense. Two lap race. I'm seeing two lap race referred to in multiple different places. All you can do is go with what's written in front of you. I apologise for the delay. I'm still hearing stuff in my ear.
Farcical.
Take it away, Phil.
There was definitely spoiler in there. Somebody was trying to spoil my moment.
Yeah, just really trying to destroy your moment, Phil.
Yeah, but I think absolutely, maybe we'll just put this one down as never happening.
Yeah, we should, and I apologise for that. Bernie Ecclestone has blasted Formula One's handling of farcical two-lap Belgian Grand Prix. Check and double-check and quadruple-check your sources. That is this week's crappy quiz. Phil Egan, in acrimonious circumstances, is your champ.
It's the crappy quiz.